Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to Indie Streak. My name is Rachel Galvin, and as you know, I interview film industry professionals on this show. Well, today I'm very excited to be interviewing actress Linnea Quigley, who has been in so many movies that we can't even mention them all, but probably is best known for Return of the Living Dead. She's also been in Hollywood Chainsaw, Hookers, Girls Gone Dead, Corpses Are Forever, Silent Night, Deadly Night, the list goes on and on. And I think I have her on the line right now. Let's check. Linnea, are you there?
Hey. I am here just for you.
Okay. Well, we're going to dive right in. You're best known for playing Trash on Return of the Living Dead, and I know you're really happy about that part.
How did you find out about it?
How did you get that part?
Well, I found out about it. I'd done Silent Night, Deadly Night through this casting director, Costanzi Stokes, and they had cast somebody in the Trash part, but she had gotten pregnant, and they had stopped filming, they actually hadn't started filming because they hadn't got the full budget yet, but when they were going to restart filming, she was like 6 months pregnant. So luckily for me, Stanzi called me in, and I read for her, and then she sent me to read for the producers and director, Dan O'Bannon and Graham Henderson, and I read the part where I'm telling them, do you ever fantasize about being killed?
Right.
That famous scene. So that's how I got it.
Okay, and your character was punk, and you were also in a punk band called The Skirts, which some people may not know about. Tell me a little bit about the band.
Oh, The Skirts started like about the same time as my acting career. So it was like I had played piano before, and I switched to guitar. And back at that time, you didn't have to play great. You just had to play a number of chords. And so I took lessons and everything, and I auditioned for bands, and in the middle of the bands, I got along with this Haiti Palmar, who's a great bass player, and her and I wrote and we produced and recorded a lot of songs together, and you know, played different venues and things like that. And you know, unfortunately, right now she's living on the other side of Florida, so we don't get to rehearse so much. But they're still using the music in movies I've done and this new documentary, High Heels, The Rise and Fall of the B-Movie Scream Era.
Yes, with Brink Stevens and Michelle Bauer, right?
Yes, exactly. It's a great documentary.
Yeah, where can people get that documentary? It's already out, isn't it?
It is out. It's been playing on the Chiller Channel. And let's see, the distributor is called, I think, Breaking Glass. So probably on Amazon, you could probably find it. It's the director is Jason Paul Cullum, C-O-L-L-U-M.
Okay. That was fairly recent that you guys did that, isn't it?
Yes. It was last year, and it's out now, which is pretty quick for something, you know, to be edited. And they also, you know, which was nice, used my music in it. So, also, I sell it through, like, you know, people that are friends on my Facebook and stuff like that. So they can also get it through me, too, if they're a Facebook friend or, you know, right now I'm getting a website together.
Okay.
But it's
and
not
you guys have
yet.
Had a lot of fun.
Oh,
you guys have had a lot of fun through the years working on all these different projects.
Oh, yeah. And, in fact, I was just in L.A. last week and did a ton of things. They're re-releasing, so I did commentary on The Girl I Want, Murder Weapon, Deadly Embrace, and Nightmare Sisters, and also video and commentary on the horror workout, Linnea Quigley horror workout,
right.
The scariest workout ever made. And Michelle Brink and I did a really fun part on a movie called The Trouble with Barry. The TV Guide.
How's that going?
Good. The TV Guide channel covered it. So it'll be on any day now on the TV Guide channel. I don't know when it will be, but it will be on there.
And you guys are yourselves in that movie.
The what?
Right? You play yourself in that movie.
Yes. Very good. Yes, we play ourselves. I get to play the tough girl. Brink is the spiritual one, and Michelle is kind of the naive one.
Do you like being yourself, or do you like being a character?
It depends. I love playing the tough girl roles because it's so different mm-hmm. than me. I think, you know, everybody wants to play the badass in a movie or something like that. So I love playing that, but it was really fun to play a caricature of what people see us as.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun, too.
Uh-huh.
Like, this year I've done psychics, gypsies, storytellers, Cougar Cult, which Brink, Michelle, and I hadn't done
mm-hmm.
a movie for 25 years. We couldn't believe it, which is in Redbox right now. It's Cougar
right.
Cult 1313. That was like a blast to do.
Mm-hmm.
And another great movie that's out now, Girls Gone Dead.
Yeah, tell me about that. That's getting a ton of press. In fact, I'm going to have Rex, the director, on the show at some point. We've been having a hard time coordinating.
Oh, God.
Tell me about your character in that.
Well, I got to play a small off-the-road bartender. It's Willie's place, and I have karaoke, and I'm this, like, have this, like, really strong Australian accent, and it was just a really fun, over-the-top type part to play, and I went to the premiere in Miami, and I was shocked how great it is. I'd compare it to, like, Piranha 3D, it's got that 80s feel to it, which is hard to get.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed the premiere. I was so upset.
Oh, I know it. I know it. That would have been great if you could have come.
Yeah.
And they're a great bunch of people. I'd done another
mm-hmm.
movie with Michael Hoffman it was Spring Break Massacre. But
mm-hmm.
this is leaps and bounds above that. It's really, really good.
Great. Yeah, you know, my friend Christina was in that, too.
In Girls Gone Dead?
Yeah.
Would she play?
Christina Ehlers. I don't remember what her character was in that. I should go look that up.
Okay, yeah.
She was in there.
She and I
had
need to do
now.
A part together soon.
Yes.
I think we've got that one, Billy the Kid one, coming up, so that will be good.
Yeah. Well, let me take a step back because we kind of got off track a little bit. But I know you've been asked a million times about Return of the Living Dead, but you, for people that are not as familiar with it, you went through so much through that with the mud and the water and the prosthetics and getting sick, but you still seem to have a lot of fun. What was the most memorable part about doing that film?
Oh, boy. There were so many great memories. You know, when I was doing them, they weren't so great. But,
mm-hmm.
like, funny parts was, like, when I come out of the mud, I did it in one take. It's like they dug a hole, buried me, or, you know, shoveling mud on me. So I am buried. And then they started the rain machines, and I had to kind of guess and hold my breath until I thought I could hear action. And I did it in one take without slipping, thank goodness. And then afterward, we were in the middle of an olive grove, no showers around, and they took a fire hose and hosed me off. And another, like, crazy thing was, like, they painted me with this white paint. They had to keep trying these
mm-hmm.
paint. And one paint was they painted this Disney seal with, so to try to get it off was horrible. I'd get home at 5
right.
in the morning, and no amount of soap would take it off. You had to use oil, and even
oh, wow.
then you were like just a mess, and then have to be on the set again at 4, so
mm-hmm.
it was a lot of like having really white clown makeup on my whole body for weeks and weeks.
Oh, God.
But
and yet you loved it.
I loved it. And then, of course, like, I got strep throat, and
uh-huh.
I had a caller who, I don't know if it was part of the movie or it was just a coincidence, but he kept calling and, like, he's saying that, you know, urban legend thing, I'm going to call you three times, and the third time you're going to be dead. And
mm-hmm.
it really scared me because here I was doing a horror film and not feeling great. And, I unplugged the phone and everything. And then the one morning I woke up, it was like 2 in the morning, and my VCR was not showing the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried the lights. The lights wouldn't work. So I thought, oh, my God, the killer's in the house, you know. But it was just a fluke.
Right. Well, thank God.
Yes.
Did you ever have any problems with stalkers before, you know, besides that incident?
Not really. The horror people are really one of the kindest and,
mm-hmm.
You know, more normal people. Of course, you're going to run into some that are a bit nuts and maybe obsessed, but for the most part, they're more normal and animal loving and just everything than like maybe your soap opera watchers or the ones that watch these TV shows and really believe the characters are who they are.
Uh-huh.
Most of them know you're just playing a part.
Right.
But there's always, you know, maybe one or two that you come across that it's like a little weird.
Yeah. Now, you of course, danced naked on the tombstones in Return of the Living Dead, and you've been nude in a lot of films.
Yes.
Is there any film or project or reason why you would not do nudity?
Yeah. When I was in Spain, I had been really busy. I'd been in New York and then went over to Spain, and I hadn't read this one page. And it was just in Europe, they do nudity a bit more graphically.
Mm-hmm.
And the day before I read this page and I had to go to the producer and say, I just can't do this. It was just a little bit too much and
mm-hmm.
involving a couple people. And I just said I had to turn it down and a lot of money, but it just, for me, didn't feel right. It wasn't like a shower scene or, you know, something. It was more a sexual content to it. And instead of a lot of the ones I've done have been silly or just a shower scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've always seemed to, you know, take a good sense of humor about everything, and I think that kind of adds a lot to your characters, don't you think?
I think so. I think, you know, if you come across as, like, overtly, like, sexy all the time, you know, you don't get as many female fans or, you know, it's more not threatening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you just take it lightly and don't make a big deal of it or try to hide it or things like that. Because when I started doing nudity was like a no-no. They said it would wreck your career and all this. And then all of a sudden Sharon Stone's doing it and all these big names. So it became, you know, more acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you've gotten more parts because you have been willing to do that?
I think so, but in the last 10 years, I really haven't done that. I've been playing more
mm-hmm.
character
right.
parts. So, you know, that pressure is off. It's like the other girls now, it's like are doing it.
New generation.
It's like I'm seeing, you know, it's like it's kind of weird. It's like I've grown up and, like, you know, seeing the people that are playing my parts or I would have gotten doing the things I used to have to do. And I go, woo, I don't have to do that.
Yeah. But you still are really fit. Are you doing your workout from your horror workout days? Or,
of course.
How do you stay in shape?
I've got to do that, you know, like, you know, a couple times a week, you know,
uh-huh.
and fit in some other things now that they've added a million Zumbas and, you know, Pilates and everything since I did my horror workout. I should do another horror workout with yoga now.
Yeah, an update.
Yeah.
And you're also vegan, so that probably helps.
That helps a lot.
Have you always been vegan?
Yes, I have been for 30 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So a long time.
Great.
A long time.
Well, you know what? I want to kind of go back to how you got your start, you know, in the beginning. I know you worked on some Cheech and Chong movies, and you did a close-up. Was it a close-up toothpaste commercial that you did?
Very good, yes. Yes,
How did you, tell me a little bit about the beginnings of, you know, I know you went from Iowa to L.A.
How
did you get involved in this business originally?
I got involved by working at Jack LaLanne's Health Spa, which is now Bally's.
Oh, okay.
And, well, if you've been to L.A., everybody's an actor. The waiter is an actor or screenwriter. Everyone is an actor. You know, people you wouldn't think were actors are actors or say they are. And even here, I was in the bank, and this guy's, like, talking to the bank lady saying, oh, yeah, I was a waiter in this movie. You know, they were talking about being an extra, but they considered themselves an actor. And, you know, it's just funny. And I had these friends that worked at the health spa that knew an agent, and they said, well, you know, why don't you come with us, because, you know, there's a lot of print work and extra work. And so I thought, well, okay, I'm in a new, you know, state, and instead of being the shy girl that never got to be a cheerleader or never got to do plays or anything because I was too shy, went to the agency, and they all of a sudden, like, signed me. And at that time, it was funny, I remember before she was known, Demi Moore was signed with them, and a lot of different people that are now doing pretty good. And, you know, I signed and I started getting extra work, which I learned a lot from doing that. I started taking acting classes and started getting, like, littler parts and then little bigger parts, and got in when they were making the more slasher films. Like, one of my first slasher films was probably Graduation Day or Psycho from Texas, where I actually did have a part instead of just being behind somebody and you know, being an extra. And getting paid nothing. But it was a great experience.
And then it just kind of blossomed from there.
It blossomed from there. It's like, you know, it's word of mouth. People say, oh, she's really great to work with. You know, she shows up on time. She's ready, you know. You know, being all those things counts a lot. And I've noticed a lot of the newer Scream Queens don't really abide by a lot of that, and I'm shocked. I'm really shocked by it. You know,
yeah, it
which
seems
can
like,
be.
Go ahead.
Oh, can be really detrimental for them, because then a word's going to get out that they're not doing right.
Yeah, it seems like you are notoriously not a diva. You really seem very professional in everything that you've done. Do you think that that's kind of what an actress needs to be in order to continue the, you know, have a career like you've had?
Yeah, being a diva, especially in, you know, B movies, is going to really hurt you and make people not really want to work with you. There's some actors who were A-list actors that are now B-list actors, you know, because of their behavior and, you know, just, you know, being very hard to work with and not showing up and just a lot of problems. So they've hurt themselves.
Right.
You've noticed, like, there used to be tons of Scream Queens and tons of people like that, and they've kind of disappeared. Mm-hmm. And I think it's probably for that reason.
What do you think that is? Because they've gone
probably,
on to those things? Or?
Yeah, they're very typecast, and a lot of them have gotten, you know, caught in, like, okay, they're in their 20s, and they get a million tattoos, and on a lower budget film, they're going to pick somebody that doesn't have that because, you know, take the time and the money to cover up all those tattoos because they're only mm-hmm. going to be playing the tough girl or, you know, the biker chick or something like that. You have
right.
to be a little bit more mainstream, you
mm-hmm.
know, to where you could play both because it's easier to put on tattoos and things like that
yeah.
than it is to cover them up.
What other
and
advice
they're
gonna
pick
would you have
somebody
for...
That's,
right.
Yeah.
What other advice would you have for actors that are like actresses that are starting to get in the business, whether they're a screen queen or in any aspect, what would be your advice?
What I did was get, you know, take extra work so that you can learn the terms and, you know, the different lineup of the people so that you have some knowledge of that. Study, take a class, especially if you're going to take anything. Improv is really good because
mm-hmm.
sometimes these scripts aren't good and you've got to roll with the punches. There's this one host, Sinister Simon, that usually,
yeah.
you know, is a big shot around here, and he tries to make his way into everything, but you have to be persistent like him.
Yes,
and
you were able to improv a bit talking to him. I know that you wanted to keep him out of your house, so I think you had to make up a few things along the way.
I had to make up a few things. I had to think fast on my feet, so
yeah.
yes. You know, or Sinister Simon would have taken over everything. So, you know, you get on a set, you've got to be able to deal with those people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just, you know, learning your craft and not thinking it as a hobby. Just, you know, think of it as your career.
Right. Besides Return of the Living Dead, what's been your favorite film? Other than
oh,
that
gosh.
Film.
Well, it's really hard to say. I loved
yeah.
doing Disciples because I had three different characters in it. Lori Bowen's short was filmed beautifully. Sorority Babes in the Slimeball Bowl-O-Rama was really fun because I got to play and this tough girl. And it's like it'd be easier to name the ones I didn't like than the ones I loved. I mean, and I just did Demonica, which was great. I got to play a gypsy in it, which was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And Night of the Demons was really fun because I got to play this obsessed with boys and do some really weird lipstick tricks.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm probably forgetting, like, a bunch of them, but...
Yeah, you've had over 90, right? How many
yeah,
have you had?
I mean... Also, Savage Streets. I loved
it yeah.
because I got to work with Linda Blair. And
right.
It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm. That looks like it. I didn't see that movie yet, and that looks like a really great movie.
Yeah, and I guess they're finally re-releasing it again, and I'll get a copy,
oh,
I hope, this time.
Oh. Do you find that a lot of people don't give you copies of the work?
Yes, and now
yeah.
I've been insisting, finally,
mm-hmm.
you know, that
yeah.
I do get some because... It's like somebody will say, well, let's see it. And I'll be like, well, I don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I have one, and it's on VHS that I bought myself. And, you know, I need to get
yeah.
a DVD with commentary and things. And I've learned that the UK versions have pamphlets in it and everything. And I guess Blu-ray will play PAL or something. I was in L.A. and saw a beautiful Savage Streets one from the UK.
Wow.
That was really, you know, told the whole story of the making of Savage Streets, things that, you know, they had to really dig in to get the information.
Mm-hmm. Do you travel around and go to all the premieres?
No, I don't go to, unfortunately, all the premieres.
Mm-hmm.
Being out of L.A.'s... hindrance because a lot of them premiere in L.A.
Right.
And I don't get to go to the screenings. And I missed this one for Return of the Living Dead, which I would have loved to have been at. But I had family issues that I had to deal with. But, you know, for the most part, you know, I have been lucky enough to see some at conventions or at a theater, like The Girls Gone Dead, which was really great.
Right. What would be
and
your ideal role?
And there's Celluloid Bloodbath coming out soon, too.
Oh, which one?
Which is going to be fun for people because it's trailers from all those old movies.
Oh.
And a lot of actors, including myself, are on it and just doing little bits. It's called Celluloid Bloodbath.
Celluloid Bloodbath. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think would be your ideal role? Have you done it yet, or do you think there's something else that you'd like to do?
Boy, ideal role, it would be fun. I haven't done it. Would be play like it'd be fun to play a rock and roll legend or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like to play a real person in a movie. It'd be this film almost came out where I was gonna play Rosemary LaBianca from the Manson family. But
it'd
be fun to play like a rock and roll legend, like a real person, because I've never done that.
That would be a challenge. For sure.
That would be a real challenge.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone that you'd really like to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
Oh, gosh, yeah. So many people, especially Nicole Kidman or Goldie Hawn or someone like that statue, I would love to work with.
Yeah.
It would be just really fun, and I would learn so much.
And you have a lot of films coming out still. Do you want to mention a few that you have coming up?
Well, yeah, Demonica, which I did in my home state of Iowa, and I did another film with them, Legend Has It, and Collapse. And Collapse isn't out yet, but Demonica's skating demons, so it should be very interesting. Also,
do you know how to skate very well?
I can't skate. I fell on my butt when I tried. I didn't have to, though, luckily.
Oh,
because
good.
In that one, I played the gypsy. Lori Bowen's Stella Boyo is making the film festivals right now and getting great reviews. Girls Gone Dead is out. Cougar Cult 1313 is out. High Heels is out. The Trouble with Barry will be out probably within the year.
Okay.
I just did it, but on my Facebook there's and if you probably go to Mike Justice's Facebook, you can probably find the trailer for it. They've already cut a trailer, which is really fast. Oh gosh, I worked with Sinister Simon on something. And the book that I co-wrote, Night of the Scream Queen, will be out soon.
Oh,
very
okay.
Soon.
Night of the Scream Queen. Okay. When did you write that one?
That was all this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
It was with Michael McCarthy, and I've been working on that for a long time. And, well, not a long time, about a year, on and off.
Okay.
Maybe about 6 months, I'd say. And I'm probably forgetting some things here. Disciples and Bloodstruck and Blood Wings. Some of them sound alike, and I'm like, oops, which one's which?
Yeah.
But and then the Celluloid Bloodbath, which will be out October 4th. I know that one's date because it's coming up soon.
How do you get all these parts? Are they all direct bookings, or do you have agents on both coasts? Or?
Yes. I need an agent. These are just from word of mouth and that kind of thing. You know, I'll be at a convention, somebody will approach me, and when they get the money, they will, you know, email me. And you know, I do have to get an agent or manager or something. But like I said, it's kind of a hindrance being here because the people want to see you and make sure you haven't gained like 200 pounds since your last movie.
Yeah. I know you were in Corpses Are Forever with Jose Prendes, who was on this show, too.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Corpses Are Forever, yes.
Yeah.
That was out, released, what, 4 years ago or five?
Yeah. It was filmed right
here
in Florida.
And a friend of mine was in it also. I mean, a lot of people I knew. Dave Montalban is in it.
Dave Montalbano. Mm-hmm. He has
I always get it wrong because it's Italian.
It's not like Ricardo Montalban, but no, it's Dave Montalbano.
I know, I always say, yeah, Ricardo Montalban.
He's very suave, but no, it's not Ricardo Montalban.
No, it's Dave. So,
it's just Cinema Dave.
Cinema Dave, yes, just call him Cinema Dave, and he'll like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's come out with some great books, too.
Yeah, he's got his book, big book.
Cinema
Dave. Adventures of Cinema Dave and
the
Motion
Adventures
Picture World.
Dave,
I always get the name of the book wrong.
I know, it's like I the one that kills me now is that high heels one, you know, the rise and fall of the Scream Queen era. It's like that Sorority Babes and the Slimeball Bullerama. It's like, it took me about 2 months to remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so
you know,
how do people
if there's
find
something
out
I'm
more
forgetting.
About you, Lynn? Oh. Yeah, I'm sure
I
there's
know,
a lot you're forgetting.
Like,
there's so much.
I know. I need to write it down or something.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can go to the IMDb if you can, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, but only certain people have that. So, you know, that I know of. I'm untechnical, like really bad. I need like a teacher for learning the internet, I tell you.
Yeah. And you're starting a website, so that's not up yet. You said,
right.
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 Okay.
So
will
I'm
that be LynaeQuigley.com?
I'm going to email the guy today and say, it was supposed to be up in June, so it's like, what's happening? You know, if not, I have to go with someone else.
So when that's up, it'll probably be LynaeQuigley.com, I'm thinking, right?
Yes. Yes. It'll
okay.
be something
so
like
people
that.
People keep
yeah.
an eye on for that. Is there any other website that you want to give or any other way
There's
that you
no
can find
There's no other one
out?
I've got.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I've got my Facebook, which sometimes denies requests for people, even though it's not totally full. But, you know, just, you know, try it.
Okay. Okay. Well, Linnea, anything else that you want to say before we leave?
Oh, just I've been posting a lot of things on animal rights. I'm a big animal rights person. And there's been just some horrible things that have been going on to animals. And, you know, if you can, you know, people out there, you know, try to just sign petitions and, you know, make a difference. If you're going to get an animal, go to the shelter, spay and neuter, just, you know, make it evident. If you know somebody that's mistreating animals, to the animal authorities, and, you know, just be proactive. That's my main goal in life, you know, if, you know, anything mattered, that matters the most to me.
Yeah, it helps the animals.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks, Linnea.
Well, thank
and,
you. And I'm sorry if I did all the talking.
Oh, no. That's
you're
why
a great
you're here.
Host.
Well, thank you.
And great actress, too.
Thanks.
And do some other things that I can't mention. But nothing bad. It's nothing bad.
Okay. Yes.
Good stuff.
It's good stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I will maybe be able to bring you back at some other time when you have some other great lists of movies that you've done. And we'll bring you back at another time and talk about those, too.
Okay, great.
Okay.
That'd
well,
be fun.
And I hope to see you soon. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Thanks, Linnea.
See you soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, that was the legendary Linnea Quigley, Scream Queen extraordinaire. And if you missed any part of that interview, you can go back, of course, and listen to it in its entirety. And also remember, you can go to our archives and listen to all the other interviews that I've done throughout the many, many months and see who I've interviewed and what's coming up next and just kind of keep in touch with his website. I originally if anybody was listening last week, I originally was supposed to have Diana Laura on this week. She was unable because of a family situation. She was unable to go on this week, but and it's a positive family thing. But I will be bringing her back, hopefully, at some point to talk to her. I am not going to mention who's coming up next week, just in case. But just keep on this website, and you'll see who's coming up. I will be posting it a couple days before the show. And also, please go on Facebook to Indie Streak, IndieStreak, because I will be putting up information about upcoming shows on there, also castings, events, different things about the film industry, and I'm trying to get more likes on that site. Also, remember that this show has been nominated for Best Web Show for a Women in the Arts Miami Award, which the awards are coming up September 24th, by the way. We have a few more days of voting. I think they've extended it through the 10th. Oh, my gosh, that's tomorrow. Through the 10th. So please, please, please vote for me. So go on womeninthearts.miami.com. Go to sign up through the link. They send you a link. You go on and you vote. And there's a million different categories. There's so many people getting nominated for so many great awards. Mine is under Best Web Show, and my show, of course, is Indie Streak. And please vote for me, okay? And I will be letting you know, I'm sure, more as the weeks go on about the upcoming event, the September 24th event down in Hollywood in Gulfstream area of Privet. And it's going to be an amazing event. They've got a fashion show. They've got movies. They've got hors d'oeuvres. They have the awards. They've got so much going on, music, DJ, dancing. It's going to be crazy, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I will be there, and a lot of people in the industry will be there. So if you're listening to the show and you want to network, this would be a great opportunity to meet some great people because it'll be a really fun night. So you can go to that website, womeninthearts.miami.com, and you can find out more about the event and buy your tickets and meet me there, okay? But thanks for listening to the show today, and I was really thrilled to have my buddy Linnea on, and you never know who I'll be interviewing next, so please tune in next Sunday, also at 1 o'clock, and I will be talking to you then. Thanks, guys, so much. Bye-bye.